Good morning, my name is Dawn Luther. My wife Helen and I are honored and blessed to be hosts of Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul, a gospel program brought to you every Sunday morning by the Salvation Army Community Church in Collingwood, Ontario, Canada. This hour of worship can be heard at 6 a.m. on Country 105 from Shelburne, 7 a.m. on 560 CFOS, Owen Sound, and 98 The Beach, Port Elgin, and at 8 a.m. on Country 104.9 in Goderich. Our purpose is to proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and to encourage you in the faith. May God thoroughly bless you as you listen and reflect. We thank you for listening. Please continue to tune in every Sunday and tell your friends and family about our program, Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Well, the morning so bright, and the Lamb is the light, and the night is black as the sea. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, Lord, I pray. Shall be led by a child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am.
Solid rock under my feet. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, that's what the Lord is to me. He's breathing room for my weary soul. Oh, yes, he is. He's breathing room for my weary soul. Oh, yes, he is. He's breathing room for my weary soul. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, that's what the Lord is to me. He's solid rock under my feet. Oh, yes, he is. He's solid rock under my feet. Oh, yes, he is. He's solid rock under my feet. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, that's what the Lord is to me. He's solid rock under my feet. Oh, yes, he is. He's solid rock under my feet. Oh, yes, he is. He's solid rock under my feet. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, that's what the Lord is to me. Oh, yes, that's what the Lord is to me. Oh, yes, that's what the Lord is to me.
Good morning, and Helen and I are delighted to be back in the studio with our producer, Mr. Steve Ritchie. I'm going to paraphrase some of Paul's writing to the Romans. To all who are in our listening area, who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God for everyone who believes. We love our God, and we praise the majesty of our Creator.
Father, we love you, we worship you.
With all the horrifying and deeply concerning events taking place in our world, let us in prayer invite God to come into our world.
You've been the king since the this day is good. I'm feeling empty like you knew I would. I should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, I hope this day is good. Lord, I hope this day is good.
This past week, as I carefully watched the news, I was heartened that one of the female news anchors implored her millions of viewers to read and reread Psalm 91. I would definitely encourage all our listeners to do the same. Psalm 91. But for now, Helen will read our scripture reading for today, and these verses are found in Psalm 91.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings He will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear for the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And may the good Lord give us new insights and blessings as we meditate upon his holy word.
Thank you, Helen, for those most reassuring words of Scripture. The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. And thus we shall count our blessings.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, if you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
Now I say, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
If you're heavy laden with a load of care, and the cross seems heavy, you are called to bear. Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by.
Now I say, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what the Lord has done. Now I say, count your blessings, name them one by one.
Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Now I say, count your blessings, one by one.
See what the Lord hath done.
Count your blessings one by one.
Count your many blessings. See what God has done.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, the open door.
Stay with us and enjoy your weekend. More body, heart, mind, and soul with Don and Helen Luther in moments.